The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Uh-oh, Gilbert's coming.
No, Gilbert, stay at home.
Gilbert, get on the freeway. Do you
We're
know
not
what
a trailer
when I left Trailer Wheel and Frame on Friday, Gilbert's riding down the feeder. They're taking up the whole right lane.
He almost,
with cars flying at 50 miles an hour past
him.
He
almost shut our entire station.
I know, he did. He knocked over the
You should have seen it,
Comrex.
He kicked the piss out of our whole car. Like, he get his foot covered. I don't even know what happened. I just know everything went flying off the table.
Yeah.
And that's just too... That's, Niall has to back up. He, like, pulls up the table like he's part of the broadcast.
Niall is part of the broadcast.
No, he's not. He's not. He's a listener who gets there early and literally sits there, and Raheel's like, dude, Niall, you got to back up.
No.
He told Niall, you can't.
Dude.
You can't just sit here at the table.
No, he sits right across from me.
He sits right at the table like... You need a mic or what? What's the deal?
That's Niall's spot.
Can you give us some
Niall's
room?
Spot. Oh, you're going to change Niall's spot now?
Can you give us some room? Well, then Gilbert pulled up right next to the side of Gilbert.
On the other side.
And Raheel's like, do this anymore.
Dude,
we can't do
he's
this.
He's like rubbing shoulders with him like they're at a poker table.
I know. He's like, guys, belly's over the cup holders, belly's over cup holders, so Niall can get in. Like, for what? Niall's not on this broadcast. No. Guys, Gilbert's trying to buy into the table here. Gilbert's
no.
coming in like, Niall
don't care about what you're saying. You know why? Because he's in Florida right now with the Astros watching Jack Mayfield. That's what he's doing. Super Jack Mayfield is what he calls him. And Tony Sipp, the last left-hander. And probably that's Dell's hero. Probably doesn't make the team. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Tony Sipp, like, pay me my $6 million to go away. I don't care.
That's the problem with Tony Sipp. He's making six. He's making six this year. He hate to just let that go.
Let's make it six.
All in.
Put your $6 million.
Well, that's gonna be Tony's last. Okay, Tony's going. Tony better hold on to that six this year.
Hey, that's fine.
Because
$6 million to go away is fine.
He ain't gonna get another $18 million. They gave Gregerson 18, Neshek 18, and Tony Sipp 18.
Let me tell you something. There's no job that I have now or that I will ever have in the future where I won't take six to go away.
Oh, yes.
Somebody says, go away for 6 months.
Oh, done. Where do you want me to go? You want me to go to some third world country?
How long do I have to go away?
Yeah. Forever? Gone.
Oh, forever?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Man, this is tough. Okay.
So, the Rockets on Friday night. Valiant effort. And they beat him for three, and that's what I heard from everybody. But you know, when you're down 32-16 in the first quarter and down by 19 at one point,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be awfully difficult. And it was. They came out. It was like the Rockets. See, that was something that was crazy. Is this Rockets team is so. There's no moment that's too big. They've been able to beat the Warriors twice, and on opening night they went in there and beat the Warriors, which is was not supposed to happen on national television with the whole world watching them. They reel off 17 straight and then dominated everybody, and they went into that game really tentatively. That was the most surprising thing about that game.
Now it was it was literally like a game seven of a playoff.
Yeah.
The last quarter. Man, that was intense.
Well, the first quarter was, too, in that they got rolled by an atmosphere that they should have expected.
Yeah. You're going to be – I was, frankly, waiting for them to have a stinker like that, and it looked like it was going to be done. I give them a lot of credit, man. They fired back, and they were – I mean, they were right there. They were right there. It was there for the taking, but they couldn't – They couldn't finish at the end, had some bad possessions. They defended and got back into it. And that's one of the reasons I like them this year, mm-hmm. is they can get back into games. Not just with, it used to be, oh, they can get back into, no lead is too much. Well, that's because they could go on big runs. Now it's no lead is too much because they can defend and they can slow teams down, which is something they couldn't do. It used to be completely dependent upon three-pointers. And it's not necessarily the case now, but they had their opportunity. It was a good run for them. They lost that one, which we kind of thought that was going to be a little tricky one. And then, Mavericks is just that's turned into a joke. Like the Mavericks is not even a game.
They're horrible.
The Mavericks is not even a game you played.
Yeah.
And now they got the Spurs. And okay, Dell, give us an update on who is not playing for the Spurs tonight.
If you were interested in going to that game, whether you're a San Antonio fan in Houston or you just want to see...
I am. I'm taking my boys to the game.
Or you're like Lance or Rocket fans who wants to take its kids to the game, expect to see a lot of Bertans and Bryn Forbes and whoever the hell else they have on their team that isn't named LaMarcus Aldridge or Manu Ginobili, and obviously Kawhi Leonard is expected back, but not for tonight. He's expected back on Thursday. So if you thought you might get a competitive game, now the Spurs do stuff like where they don't play anyone and still win games, you're going to be looking at guys you've never heard of playing quite a bit. Hey, maybe Brandon, what's the guy's name? Brandon Paul, the guy from Illinois. You might see him a lot tonight.
Good. Well, thank God for that. And oh, by the way, Pop's not supposed to do that on a road game.
Right.
Yeah, but the Rockets come to Houston more than once, so isn't that how he gets away with it?
Spurs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Spurs come to Houston more than once.
That's how you get away with it.
We have to prove they're not hurt. That's why this thing's always tricky to me, is that the burden is on the NBA to now prove the guys aren't hurt. Pop just has to say he's nursing an ankle. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
has to say.
No, that's all you got to say.
And then the NBA going to get now. If you do it too many times, you'll draw the ire, maybe. But if you just say, "Hey, he's nursing an ankle," "Hey, an older player, LaMarcus Aldridge." Yeah, you can just say he's got a knee. He's got a hammy.
Well, is that the case with James last night?
I don't know that. No, I don't think so. They don't usually just sit James for no reason.
It's Dallas. The first game in a back-to-back situation, you can beat their ass by 22 without him?
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right, since you have to have reasons now for it. I guess you could be right. I've never seen them do that with James, I don't think.
I don't remember. Did he bang his knee in the Toronto game?
Did.
Or the Okay.
No,
okay.
No, no.
Or the game before.
It was the game before.
So the game before, right. and then the winning streak is over, so there's your chance to rest James. Oh, the winning streak is over. We don't need to play him anymore. We don't need to push for wins anymore. Let's rest him here.
If they were playing Golden State, if they were playing a playoff game, would James have played last night?
Yes, yeah. And I think if they had beaten Toronto, even though it is Dallas, maybe he would have played.
Yeah, maybe. I agree. Yeah, probably. You might be right. I think there might be something that's a little sore. Yeah. You bang knees, but Dallas.
Give him a rest, and who cares? And Dallas sucks, and no one cares about Dallas. There was zero care.
You know what I found? I found out I'm going to be going to Culver City, which is, L.A. Couldn't be more excited. I had no interest in going to Dallas.
Yeah.
You want to go to Dallas?
Me to drive 4 hours up there?
For what?
Yeah.
For what? So we can go to Jerry World and sit in there while it's super humid in Dallas, probably. Could be 90. It's Houston. I mean, it's Texas. It's Texas in April. It could be 90.
You'd have to buy a Chach shirt so that you could fit in.
I'm not interested in Dallas.
No.
Go to Culver City. That's fine. That's great. Oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry. It might be 72 degrees. Sorry.
So you said you found out you're going to Culver City.
Yeah, I found out my schedule.
Oh,
I got to go in April 2nd through the, I got to go in for like 4 days. So I'm probably going to do one of those days at 5 a.m. there on the radio here.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I had to do one last year how about this? After the first round, they say, hey, we need you to do a second and third round mock draft. You know how long that takes? This is after I've done TV for the first round.
Yeah, but haven't you already done your mock drafts?
It's changed. Second and third is...
Well, it'll change, but if you have a lot of the same guys...
I've never done a second and third round.
Oh, you don't do them?
Then. No,
do
no, them. No. And so that takes about 2 hours to do that after it's done. And then I have to wake up to do the Houston show. So I had like an hour and a half sleep at most. Super cranky. I get on... All the Houston fans are. I got to do that show because it's a first round pick and Deshaun. You know what I'm saying? Like this year, it's almost like probably who cares? We don't even have a first round pick in Houston.
Or a second round pick.
So it's almost like, hey, did y'all see what these other teams did that we didn't do in Houston? But anyway, so everyone's all excited, and I was just pointing out some of the, some of the things that where Deshaun, some of his flaws. And I realized that I must be kind of cranky, get off my lawn, I didn't sleep guy, because I started getting tweets from people who I consider to be, friendly with me, saying, dude, why are you peeing in the Cheerios over this pick? Let Houston be excited about Deshaun Watson. The guy played multiple national teams, the national champ. I said, yeah, I'm sorry. I just had an hour and a half sleep. All I can think about are these interceptions where he didn't see coverages. I'm just cranky right now.
So how do you feel about being cranky? How cranky you were now about Deshaun Watson, the greatest quarterback in the league now? How do you feel about it?
He did play six games, which were amazing six games.
The most amazing six games in history.
Six and oh.
If it wasn't for Bill O'Brien.
Well, is Bill O'Brien going to be here this year?
Yeah, but Bill O'Brien learned. Bill O'Brien learned.
What do you mean?
What was his record? Wasn't it 6-0?
I believe it was 3-3.
Yeah.
It seemed like a 6-0.
It was 6-0 in my mind.
If the Texans didn't have to play any defense, all I had to do was score points, and, you know, it was this offensive game, I guess it's 6-0.
Did I tell you I saw Mike Vrabel, and I said, hey, congrats, coach. I just want to tell you, you know, I'm from Houston, do radio there. I just want to say congrats. He was at the gift shop at the hotel we were staying in. He goes, I'll shake your hand, but I'm covered with blood. He, like, cut his hand. His hand is, there's blood pooling up in his hand, dripping off his hand. He's looking for a band-aid. Like, he goes, I'm trying to get a band-aid. Does anyone know where a band-aid is? Holy crap. Hang on. Let me get you. I start looking for a band-aid. And I'm thinking, this guy's going to bleed out before he gets to coach a game. Let me find a band-aid for him. God, his blood's just pooling in his hand. I'm thinking, what the hell did you do?
You buried the lead. You saved Mike Vrabel's life, and you're burying the lead.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I was a hero. That was actually a pretty heroic move. You know what also was a heroic move? I went to the rodeo yesterday. You know, the doctor told me, okay, you got grade one Lisfranc, which is not optimal, but you'll be okay.
You should walk around on it all day.
Start weaning yourself out of the boot.
Yeah.
So you know what I thought? You know, it'd be great. Go to the rodeo where you got to walk a half mile there, walk around for about 4 hours. Yeah. By the end, it was a nightmare. I was like, I should have wore the boot. But getting in, as we're going through the metal detector, the guy right in front of me, just all of a sudden, the guy goes, you can't bring this in. And I look down. It's like a 6-inch blade with a serrated edge. It looks like a murdering weapon. It's like just, it's got tape on them, like for a better grip, like he's in a prison shiv? Or something. What the hell?
What the?
Did you think this was? And the guy turns around and goes, what?
What?
He goes, hey, I can't bring it in. He's talking to somebody behind him like, what did y'all, is this something you talked about and discussed? You think I can get my blade through? Just get out of here.
Of course you can't bring it in and shiv and shank people.
What did that guy look like, Lance?
I can't even remember. I don't see faces.
You don't see faces?
I don't see anything.
Okay.
He just was some random person who I respected. And
what was yesterday?
What do you mean?
Was it Go Tejano Day?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, I
didn't say anything to El John. John
did. I don't know.
I will say this. I remember what the blade looked like, and it looked bad.
713 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Burying the lead, Clayton says. What was the most important story in sports?
I knew this would be
what was the most important story in sports yesterday?
Syracuse made the tournament.
Hey.
No.
Does Syracuse wear red now?
Go Orange.
Does Syracuse wear red now? No.
Go
you know who
Orange.
Wears red on Sundays? Yeah, that's the most important
second
story.
Second place, Sally.
You're damn right. Second place. Second place?
Second place feels like a win for Tiger.
Oh my God,
y'all.
Well, the Mavericks.
Everybody's loins are all worked up.
The Mavs are second place in their game versus the Rockets. We don't want to celebrate them, so why are we celebrating Tiger Blitz?
Because the Rockets weren't red.
Because the Rockets were red. The greatest teams and people wear red. Thank you. 714 ESPN, 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What do you make of this story, this Nate Solder story? Apparently, his 2-year-old son undergoing treatment for kidney cancer And he's getting treatment up in Boston, but there's nowhere better than Houston. And one of the big reasons that Bill O'Brien wanted to come here was because of our med center.
It is actually something that is considered, if it ever comes up for any of the teams, it's actually considered a big advantage for wives, for fathers, for mothers, for children,
and especially
like
something like this. Yeah. With your two-year-old son, you care more about that and where it's going to be best.
Great treatment, and you can
The best.
I think Nate Solder. So Bill O'Brien knows him. You got medical treatments. You got a position of need. You got money.
Deshaun. Happen. You got a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you say look at us when we put it when Deshaun was there, we put up 33. You're going to be better than Kendall Lamb. I'm pretty sure. So we'll score more than 33 points a game with you, Nate. How's that?
Kidney cancer, Houston, MD Anderson.
Oh, God.
Houston Texans. Make your money, play, have your child there to be able to visit. And I mean, it just all makes sense. I think Nate Solder will be a Houston Texan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a huge position to need. They're not going to undercut him. They'll spend money.
Yeah.
And they'll get him. And I think he's just okay right now.
But
he's
that's
average.
Okay. Well, come on.
But it's an upgrade. No, I mean, he and Juwan James, if you wanted to, you could go get two. If Juwan James is available. What do you think of? Oh, Dell's not there. He's a guy who's had some injuries. But, Dell, what did you think of Juwan James, right tackle for the Miami Dolphins, who I think there's talk about him being a cap casualty, right? He's not a free agent, I don't think.
No. Fifth-year option. He's getting about $9 million if he gets that, if they actually exercise it.
If they get rid of Sue, would they still have to get rid of him?
They wouldn't, and they really don't have to get rid of him because they're going to cut Lawrence Timmons and Julius Thomas.
There's a lot of talk about Sue, though.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have to cut Sue.
Oh, they're talking about trading Juwan James.
Yeah, they're talking about possibly trying to trade him, but if they don't, then he might very well get cut because he's been injured somewhat, but he has started every game that he's been healthy. I don't know what you get for him. He's an okay right tackle, and if you're going by what the Texans need, yeah, he's a definite upgrade. I mean, the Dolphins probably are looking for a fifth-round pick for him. Texans willing to give that up for, a starting right tackle?
He missed 9 games in 2015. He missed 8 last year.
Yeah, he's often injured.
Yeah, that's a concern. And the other two seasons, he played the full 16. But that's just another name I want to put on the radar because there's a chance.
Okay,
look
so
at him.
If they don't get any corners in free agency, how would we feel if they got Solder and Juwan James?
I would feel to me you got a Band-Aid on the left and potentially a Band-Aid on the right because if you trade for him, you immediately have to give him a deal. So you can't just trade, and I guess you could trade a fifth, and trade and let him play out his contract and then be done with it. But I doubt they would. I doubt they'd just give away a fifth round pick for a 1 year rental. I don't think so. Starting experience for both guys. I mean, it's an upgrade. There's no other way to look at it. It's an upgrade. Now they're talking about bringing Xavier Suofilo back. How does that feel? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I've seen some. Who was it wrote of the moves that they need to make? And one of them was bring back Xavier. He's not as bad as. Oh, really? Because with my human eyes, I see Xavier Suofilo really, really, really not good, especially in pass protection. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God, just getting bowled over. And so, yeah, no, that doesn't make me feel great, if you want to know the truth. Mm-mm. I think you can fill in, don't you,
you can get draft picks that can compete. You know, what you could do is bring Xavier. If there's no market for him, you can bring him back with basically a very small guarantee, like a $2 million guarantee. And if you have to cut him, you cut him, and it doesn't cost you. And he's a backup option, really. And like, hey, you want to compete for a spot? Go ahead and compete for a spot. But that's not what you want. Like, Xavier isn't what you want to guard. So the talk about them bringing him back, it's got to be more of just a backup plan until they see what happens in the draft. We'll see if there's a market for him.
Do you think there is one?
I mean,
not with his tape.
There will be a market for him. I can't imagine it's going to be a whole lot. I don't know why the Texans wouldn't want to pay, except for the fact they don't have anybody. But draft people, I don't know. I have no interest in seeing him again.
Would you rather have Jeff Allen or Xavier Suofilo? But I mean, that's listen.
Gross.
Would you rather have
syphilis or gonorrhea?
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah,
work. It's not. I mean, Jeff Allen is just. It's just over for him. He physically is not where you want him to be, and he's just, it's just over. Xavier Seofilo is just not very good. So I guess if you had to have one, you'd have Xavier Seofilo because he plays. I guess you take the guy who plays and doesn't miss time with injury.
You know, Allen, he wasn't horrible at left tackle, though. I mean, except for the false starts.
He actually, what game was that where he had like
three in a row?
Was it the
Tennessee?
No, I want to say it was, yeah, it might have been Tennessee.
The last game?
No. What? It wasn't the last game. I think it may have been the time before. I just remember my son losing his mind. We're watching on the patio.
It was just, it was comical.
What is he doing? He's the worst player that's ever played. It was, like, Snacks is way worse than Jeff Allen.
It was freaking comical.
Look at the left guard. There's way worse than Jeff. Yeah, for whatever reason, he was actually decent at he's actually decent at left tackle. By the way, what about redshirt? You want to get into your redshirt guy?
Well, I got into I just wanted to start a little something, you know, talking a little Texans, and then we turned into 6'10", and we just, that's all we talk about.
Well, they have free agency coming up Wednesday.
When we come back, Tiger Woods, the most important man in the history of the world, next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The highest rated segment ever in life. Coming up next, Tiger Talk. Jesse. Did you see the tweet? Somebody was in the club and they were playing this, and they said, I didn't know Houston Tiger was so big in Houston.
My boy Eric Layton's listening on the West Coast. This must be an early shoot for him. He's an actor who is also a huge Houston sports fan. He goes, and he's a USC Trojan. He says, Seofilo. No chance. If so, I'm out. He's a Texans fan too, as you can tell.
USC fan who got screwed. USC is one of the most historical screw jobs ever, not being in the NCAA tournament.
Why? Because they finished second in conference.
Yeah, and didn't make it, and they got to the championship game
and didn't make it.
And yeah, they didn't make. I mean,
and UCLA, a team they beat like a week ago or whatever, made it.
I mean, this is one of the biggest screw jobs ever. That Oklahoma State. I mean, well, we'll talk about the tournament. But first, let's talk about the most important story. We're a half hour into the show. It's 7:30, and we have not mentioned Tiger Woods' name. The greatest player of all time. Okay? Playing on Molly and Percocet. And he finishes second. That'll tell you a little something about the tour right now, if Molly Percocet can. Here's the deal. Is 2002 Tiger would have won that tournament. 2002 Tiger.
Yeah, you mean 16 years ago?
Well, yeah, but here's the difference between Tiger then and now is the putter. But he's hitting shots right now. Now, he's in the fairway late. It was about 15 or 16, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he's 124 out, and he pulls it. He missed the green. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks at Tiger, and I look at Tiger, and...
You get happy. It makes you happy.
It makes me happy all over my body.
Yeah. Twitter was just absolutely lit for Tiger Woods. If this is Tiger's comeback. Like, everyone's so excited the end. Like, I have never been happier about a second place finish in my entire life. And everyone's just going bananas.
It'd be like a 40-year-old Ali winning or a 40-year-old Jordan winning. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like he's one of the greatest and most iconic athletes of our time. For him to be able to, I mean, to be able to come back and be as valid as he is out there on the tour is huge. People are back interested. Tiger Woods just brings so much to the table for him to be competing.
Oh my gosh! Can we stop? Can we get off our knees for a guy who didn't even win, please?
What are you talking about? He finished second.
Yeah, did he win?
Did
he win? Can we get off our knees for a guy who didn't even win a tournament at the Valspar? Who cares about the Valspar?
What are you talking about at the Valspar?
Oh my gosh.
Do you even know what the Valspar is?
It's probably a, like a nice car from Germany or something.
No, it's a paint. And oh, by the way.
it's paint.
And oh, by the way, here's the problem. Did you see, like, do you guys watched, obviously, every shot?
No. Yeah.
During the commercial, they showed that the Valspar, they do all kinds of how they paint houses for and build houses and for humanity, habitat, whatever that is. Humanity for Habitat. Or
Habitat for Humanity.
Same thing. Anyway, so, but they paint them like light, horrible green and pink. And there's a row of these houses.
We're going to give you a free house, but we're going to shame you a little bit. Nothing for free.
We can't sell this paint, so guess what we're going to do with it?
That's exactly what it is. Hey, we got to unload some of this paint. What do you want to do? Let's build houses and write it off as a tax deduction.
That's exactly what they do. Not a nice, you know, whatever color, beige or whatever.
Can we
get rid of this crap. Let's put it on these houses.
Is there any chance we can, like,
by the way,
get a house that's regular
like
color?
You're right.
Nah, this is a shame house.
By the way, here's the house that's free. Look, pink and lime. Okay. Oh, well, thanks.
Hey,
I'm
glad
no one knows.
What do I live in? Key West? I don't need this color house.
Terrible.
What am I, Jimmy Buffett over here? Let me just get a regular. You ever been to the Florida area at all?
Yeah.
I mean Miami, Key West, where they have these colors like, look at us, look how fancy we are. Like, this just lets me know that if I go north about an hour and a half, meth. That's what I know.
Yeah.
And when I see colors like this, I think, I'm only 90 minutes away from meth and a lot of laundry mats.
Why do you think you're not in the midst of meth?
You're probably right. There's more coke there, I'm guessing.
Oh, well,
more meth north.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right. So anyway, Tiger Woods, anybody wants to talk about him, come on in. 713-780-3776. He's back, and golf is the most popular. Actually, as of yesterday, golf's the most popular sport in America.
Dale, is that true? I don't think that's
true. It really is. It really kind of
is. Why don't we have people call up when Albert Pujols flies out the deep left? Why don't we do that too? What's the difference? An old legend who didn't get it done. Can we do that?
He was been thinking about a comparison he could make. Him with Pujols flying out the warning track shot. No, but a sack fly. Because Tiger got paid.
Yeah, that's right. There's a guy on third. Mike Trout scores from third. Congratulations, Albert. Thank you. We needed a home run there, but you slide out.
Are we done there?
Will Tiger ever spend a penny of the money he won yesterday?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, does he ever get to it?
Oh, no. He can't get to all his money.
Well, his wife got, how much did she get him for?
Oh, yeah, but by the way, do you ever see Tiger, like, he goes to a restaurant, $200 bill, he'll give it like $2. I mean, don't worry. I ain't worried about Tiger holding on to his money. That dude is cheap. Okay?
So if he's never going to, why didn't he kick this money over here to Houston? Why didn't he kick into JJ's fund?
Uh-huh,
you're not going to spend it.
Tiger went to
do something
turtle.
Nice for somebody.
Tiger saw JJ on TV and hurry up. Hurry up. I got to get. Oh, wait. There's Sally Struthers. Ah! Oh, wait. You know, he's just avoiding any. Okay. Let's get. Hurry up and get on Animal Kingdom so I don't have to see anyone asking me for money.
He's that cheap. He is notoriously cheap.
Notoriously cheap. All right. 735 ESPN 97.5. What about the bracket? Is there any thoughts you guys have? I mean, honestly, what kind of college basketball have you guys been on?
I've been locked in on my draft stuff, so I'm just catching up. Like now, I started catching up on all the teams. And I'm actually really excited about watching, really locking in on Villanova and UVA, specifically those two teams. I know that the bracket with Kansas, Michigan State, Duke, I thought those were all going to be twos, a one and two twos, and instead, you ended up stacking.
Oh my God!
One bracket is the Midwest.
It is. It's it is. That is something. Kansas, Duke, and Michigan State, the top three seeds.
There goes Kansas as the sneaky, pick. I don't see them. I don't see Kansas there. I'd rather see. I think Izzo or obviously Duke are going to be the teams that have a shot there. What is Kansas a two? Aren't they?
Kansas is the one. Duke is the two.
Oh wait, Duke's the two.
Duke's the two.
Oh yeah, Duke's the favorite.
Duke's the favorite in that
bracket. Duke's the favorite in the bracket.
And Xavier, by the way, UNC is the favorite in that bracket as the number two seed. Michigan's the three seed. We know they're a good tournament team. University of Houston as a six seed gets San Diego State. And San Diego State's a pretty good basketball team. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know, losing the way that they lost yesterday, did you see that foul that they called on U of H?
Yes.
On the rebound? Well, you're going to call that there with...
fully wind up and slap him on the arm.
So what?
It's a foul.
You don't call that?
Yes, you do.
In that situation?
It's a foul.
He didn't lose the ball, nothing. He's got the ball.
It's a foul.
Stop it.
It was a foul.
You don't call that in that situation.
Sure you do. It's a foul.
That's terrible. Well, how about don't do that? That would be better. Mm-hmm. It would be really nice if you didn't do that, if you didn't slap the arm. But here's the deal is... U of H is real, man. Beating Wichita State the way they did, and then going on and playing Cincinnati the way they did.
4.5 points.
And Cincinnati's a two seed, and they played them 1-1 point. And actually, should have, if not, they hit a three late. Cincinnati hits a three and then gets the free throw.
Kelvin Sampson knows how to coach.
He really does. But how about this as a six seed? I don't know. I don't know enough about San Diego State to say anything. So
they
really
only made the tournament because of the automatic qualifier. They wouldn't have made it otherwise. They went on a run, so maybe they're hot. But that's a team U of H has been better than the entire year.
A lot of people feel like, by the way.
You never know about those teams, though. You really don't. You're right. They're a hot team and a tournament team. They may be red hot right now, even though they weren't a great team. So they've got that. It is. And then after that, they've got either Michigan or Montana. So it says it's not going to be easy, obviously. It's never easy in the tournament.
No.
But
A&M is a 4-point favorite against Providence. Texas is pick'em against Nevada. Tech is 12 against Stephen F.
And we got Stephen F. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Kyle Keller. Stephen F. is a real team now, dude.
And Davidson is a 6-point dog that many people think will win outright.
There's always that. There's always teams that everybody thinks, well, this is the true Loyola Chicago, as a matter of fact, is a hot dog, Dell, against Miami.
Yeah, they've won, 17 out of 18. They have multiple guys who are shooting over 40% for three or something like that, or 38%, whatever the number is for them. And they apparently play a defense much like Virginia, so people are using that as a reason. I mean, I looked at their schedule because I heard all the talk about Loyola. People are pointing to a win against Florida very early on while Florida was playing terrible basketball, but credit to them for going into Gainesville and winning. I mean, you can say whatever, but I'm not afraid, but they're a mid-major, so you never know. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of them. I just know what people are touting them as, but Miami's played toe-to-toe with North Carolina and Duke, so it won't be – I don't think they'll be outmatched. It'll just be – How they defend a 3-point shot, because that's how Loyola beats people.
Yeah. Is this a bracket that you pick all of the favorites? Is this a bracket? Like, this is a year that you could certainly see teams coming out of nowhere. There's no really number one dominant, although Virginia is a pretty damn good team. Here's the difference between this Virginia team and past Virginia teams is that they can score.
Mm-hmm.
They can score.
Yeah.
You know, the Tony Bennett team is always great defensively.
They focus on defense, much like my 2K games do. When I had a moment this weekend where I decided to go old school. I went Tony Bennett, young Tony. And I decided.
What, UWGB?
Yeah. Oh, no. I took it all the way back. Here's what I did.
Green Bay?
I went with the Orlando Magic all-time team, and my son was, for whatever reason, the New Orleans all-time team, because he had Chris Paul, Boogie Cousins. Boogie's been there a year.
And he's an all-time guy?
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
So is Ryan Anderson, by the way, just to let
he's you know. An all-time.
He's on the all-time team.
I hope you destroyed your son.
Well, I did. There's a lot of trash talking by all my sons, and so I started off by beating one son, who's easily the best in all the video games, and I'm not sure how I did this. I had Barcelona. I had Real Madrid. He had Paris Saint-Germain, he got beat 5-0.
Oh, well, you had Cristiano.
Yeah, I did.
And he scored all five?
He goes, my goalie's terrible. I'm like, just take this 5-0 and just be quiet. Then I said, next up, Snacks beat him by whatever, 18. He played with the Eastern Conference All-Stars. I beat him with the Warriors. You go sit down. And then Mason, I held him under 40. I was defending Shaq. I had Shaq and Dwight Howard. And like Grant Hill, Orlando's put. They've had Penny Hardaway. You know who their all-time team is? Nick Anderson, Penny Hardaway, Dennis Scott,
the final
Tracy
team.
McGrady, Dwight Howard, Shaq. Like, and Jameer Nelson's in there too. But it's like these guys are big and long. Like, and so I just was just smothering my son, trash talking him the whole time. He just needs to learn. They just needed to know their place.
How old are your children?
They're old enough to beat me.
No, I understand, but
13, 11, and 9.
And who did you beat with the Orlando team? How old was that kid?
11.
He was 11, but he fancies himself as really good. You know
did
what?
Did we just go through 3 or 3 to 4 minutes of Lance bragging about beating his 13, 11, and 9-year-old in simulated basketball games?
No, because there's actually more.
And it, your basketball that you play with your thumbs?
Yes.
And all they try to do is shoot threes. And then when you have a team of Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis, like, you're not beating me. And then I was like, all I do now is shoot threes, too. I'm like, this Orlando Magic team's got nothing for me. Shaq and Dwight. Oh.
Well, you got Ryan Anderson.
I realized. Plus Mr. No, Plus he had, I had to. I had, oh, I had, that's I had, right, I had yeah. to check Ryan Anderson. Oh, like, yeah. I'm not going to let Ryan Anderson.
No, not 3-point line.
Because I know how hot he can get. Though.
He's a Mr. Plus Minus. Yeah, he obviously wasn't
you
that.
You see
big.
The plus minuses on yesterday's game? They were in the 30s. I think it was Ariza had like a 31 or something.
They were playing Dallas. That's not even.
They would have been lower if they were playing a nobody.
Right. No. And Virginia would have held them.
Yeah, they would have had a worse plus minus against Virginia or Villanova.
They would have. All right.
That actually feels real.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk Tiger right there. Who is that? Who's up there that wants to talk?
Tyson.
Tyson wants to talk about our guy, Tiger Woods, right here next on ESPN.
He's not our guy. He's your guy.
No, he's our guy. No, he's everybody's your guy. No, he's America's guy.
Is he?
He's
was
the
he
hero
guy
America
when
needed.
He was doing Perkins waitresses yes. and his wife
okay,
was...
if you smell like pancakes in your nether regions, you're a hero.
Why do you think syrup was involved in the sex? Why do you think that?
I don't know.
He did have Elon.
Yeah, but then he had everybody else too.
It cost him like $80 million.
That
doesn't feel heroic. That doesn't feel like the hero we need. But losing $80 million.
But it was fun. But we had a good time.
Was it?
Then when he got single, he
it
said, "Well, I'm
Perkins
done doing all that."
Waitress.
I don't know.
What's the best you could have hoped for? A six?
Well, that and the hookers. I mean. But Perkins waitress don't sound too bad
now.
And
then there was all the porn stars who were like, we're going to write a book too. Like Tiger's like,
Everybody's snitching? All of Tiger's mistresses in one place for an exclusive interview. What? Why are 7 women sitting on this couch? Why are we talking to all of them?
It's like The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
time to talk right now.
What about when Trump brought all of Clinton's dalliances in on the... He's like... I'm going to sit them on the first row of this presidential debate the presidential debate. I'm like, damn, he's just posting up with all bills.
Come here, Monica.
Like holy crap.
Monica, wear that blue dress.
Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels is just taking notes.
Watch what happens when this NDA gets invalidated.
Meanwhile, HR called and said you can't do that anymore. And if HR calls and says you can't do that anymore,
that's
don't.
Trouble, yeah.
HRP.net, let them do all the work. Let HRP.net take care of all your HR needs. But what they're doing right now, what is today? March, in the mid-March, right? So you got about a month left before you got to file all these taxes and you got to take care of all of your business. Well, I can tell you this. Our stuff was all taken care of months ago. We all had our W-2s. We were all good. Laura Beavers is just in cruise control because HRP is taking care of all that tax stuff that you got to have done. The Affordable Care Act, how's your business doing with the Affordable Care Act? Have you had any issues at all? Well, they said, Chris told me, he said, tell people if they need help with the Affordable Care Act to just call us and we'll help them out. And even if they're not, you know, if they're not using our service, just call us if you have an issue. 281-880-6525. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. We love them. If you have any issues whatsoever right now with your payroll company, use ours. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 749 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Tyson wants to talk about Tiger. And who doesn't want to talk about Tiger today? What do you say, Tyson?
What's going on? What's going on? First thing, man, I just want to, both of y'all, John and Lance, both of y'all being back together is the most greatest thing ever in creation.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate
that. That's for sure.
Dell is really enjoying it, too. I just saw his hand movements. Okay, go ahead. What else you want to talk about, Tyson?
Hey, but anyway, so I'm watching the tournament yesterday, and a broadcaster says, hey, Tiger has had to really change his swing because he's a back fusion operation. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The guy had a back fusion?
Yeah.
Why is he even playing, swinging? J.J. Watt had a bulging disc cut out. And he can't even play. This guy had a full-blown back fusion, which is absolutely insane, and that guy's even... I can't believe he's playing golf anywhere like he is. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. That's pretty heavy duty surgery. I had back surgery. I had the same one J.J. Watt had, and hell, my golf game is nowhere near what it was. But having a back, it's just amazing. He had a back fusion. He's out there stroking it like he is. I just want to throw that out there, man.
He's thought to be the first player to come back from this surgery to ever be. Out there on the tour and playing the way that he is really remarkable. He is Tiger Woods, and he looked like he had forgotten how to play golf because of the way that he was chipping, and that was just really embarrassing just a short while ago, year and a half ago, when he was just chunking all of his chips. He looked like us, and that was really hard when he wasn't warmed up. And he couldn't hit a green from 100 yards out. That was, if any pro can pick up a club at
how
any time.
How does that happen?
I know.
I don't understand how that happens.
Any pro can pick up a club at any time and hit a 100-yard shot. Hit a green from 100 yards out. Any pro, any time. And he was like, well, I didn't warm up and my glutes were not activating. And all
my
that.
My adductors I didn't fire them properly.
Yeah, they were not firing. My glutes were. No, you should be able to pick up a club. So for him to be doing this after the way he looked the last time we saw him, it appears that the back is better. It appears that the fusion has worked and all of this stuff. But that's just a lot of fun. It is just awesome to see a star of his magnitude to be able to come back at this age and be able to compete with these guys. But he is Tiger Woods now, 79 wins. And almost the 80th, a second place finish yesterday. It is a big deal, Dell. Yeah, it's not an Albert Pujols flyout. No, it's not. It's Albert Pujols going 3-for-4 when...
And striking out in the bottom of the ninth to lose?
Well, but he went 3-for-4 with three homers.
That's fine, but no, he went 3-for-4 with a couple singles, and then when we needed him the most, he struck out swinging in the game.
No, he beat the rest of the field.
Did Tiger miss a putt on 18?
Yes,
he So he struck out like Albert Pujols.
No, he missed the putt. Tiger missed the putt.
Yeah, okay. It's a big deal for nerds.
What?
Yeah.
Golf nerds.
It's not a big deal for golf nerds. It's a big deal for America.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
America don't care.
America cares. That's all America cared about yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure the ratings were like a 20 or a 30.
What network was it even?
It was on NBC.
Oh, so while CBS had... The tournament stuff and ABC had basketball on. People were focused on NBC.
Yeah,
NBC the fourth of the networks when it comes to sports now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sure,
pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense. Not at all.
Well, the problem is that most people didn't know where it was, so that was the problem.
So people were locked in. Yeah. Yeah. They couldn't even find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even know where it is.
Yeah. Let's see what NBC's Tiger's ratings. Yeah. Let's see what the Valspar ratings.
You just said that people didn't even know where it was.
Well, that's the problem. Otherwise, everybody would have been there. Okay.
Valspar's paint.
That's what we found out today. It's paint.
Valspar is paint. You guys didn't know Valspar was paint?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
There was a rumor going around that it was paint.
It was horrible what they did to those houses. Habitat for Humanity.
It's just terrible what they how they ruined those houses with neon green and pink.
They did ruin those houses. So Rockets split. University of Houston. Oh, we got Kyle Keller going to join us next. Stephen F. Austin. They get Texas Tech for all of their. Odell Beckham is smoking weed and doing blow with some chick, apparently, or something like that. Oh, I don't know.
So Odell Beckham has a blunt in his hand.
Well.
And he is, and you can't tell, it cuts away quickly. You can't tell she's got
a credit card with some white powder.
It's hard to see it. It's a real tight cut. And then he's talking about her doing it with somebody else or something, like trying to get it with his friend or something. It appears as though it is Odell Beckham. Yeah, it appears as though. I saw that yesterday. At one point, people weren't really sure if it was Odell Beckham. Which people weren't sure this was Odell Beckham on the video?
No, it was Odell Beckham.
Yeah, it was clearly Odell Beckham.
He had some kind of brown cigarette. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know whether or not it was weed. I'm not sure. He may roll his own cigarettes. I don't know. We don't know. And then that white powder on might have been baby powder that she spilled after she was, you know, after a shower. And she put some baby powder on under her arms and it spilled on the table. And she was cleaning it up with a credit card. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
No one knows.
No one knows that.
So let's not jump to wild accusations here.
No, we don't know that for sure.
Every time Odell Beckham is, his name comes up, Del.
There's no way to know.
Well,
that
if we're gonna play
sure.
Molly Percocet every time we talk about Tiger, well, guess what, Odell? Guess what you're catching?
That's a real thing.
A remix. All right, Kyle Keller joins us next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk college basketball with the Stephen F. Austin head coach who plays Texas Tech in the first round.
Let me tell you what you got going on right now. You got Bill Advisor, BillAdvisor.com. Text Bills to 313131. And what they do is they will get back with you and they'll start the process of renegotiating the bills that you have, these recurring monthly bills. I'm talking about cell phone, home phone, internet, cable, satellite, home insurance, auto insurance, electricity, home security. These are all up for renewal and new rates with my friends over at Bill Advisor. They will go in and try to get you the brand new customer rates. You're paying, you know what you're paying, and this kind of stinks, is that you're paying the reliable, consistent customer rate, the one where you've been with the same internet company for 8 years, 9 years. You've had a bundle deal that you thought was a great deal. Well, it was. You know, 4 years ago when you got it, it's not so great anymore, by the way. Let Bill Advisor, my friends, go in and start renegotiating those deals. They save you, and this is not like on my kids, I'm telling you. $800 to $900 is the average savings per listener for one full year. You're paying one low monthly fee. It's a joke. It pays for itself right away. In fact, they say, look, if we don't save you $150, you get all that back and an Amazon gift card if we don't save you $150 in your first three bills. That's how confident they are. Take that challenge. Text Bills to 313131 and lower your monthly bills and start saving money today. BillAdvisor.com.
ESPN 97.5.